Continental Tyres. AFL Trade Radio.
Matt Rendell, Stephen Silvani, Cam Luke. It is the late trade for MEGT, your local apprenticeship expert since 1982. And for Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. Damo Barrett will be in this chair from tomorrow, working his way back from Perth after a huge couple of weeks over there as the D's end that 57-year drought. The open line is open, all thanks to Kogan Mobile, 1300 23 55 48. James is in Caulfield. James, hello to you.
Elaborate on the Cats list and what you were talking about. So, Knighty, midfield coach gone, backline coach has walked out, forward line coach is gone at Geelong. Kelly coming in today, but one, what kind of, you guys working in that field, what kind of frame line do you look at in terms of your supporters and your players knowing what coaching staff you're going to actually have? So how much of work's been done to actually know the assistants you're bringing in? And two, you talked heavily on the ruckman, but I mean, it looks like we're signing Stanley for another 2-year deal, which again, as Geelong supporter, you're scratching your head, preaching exactly what you guys are talking about. So if you could answer those questions, that'd be fantastic.
The assistant coaches, look, my experience is that everybody knows somebody who knows somebody in this business. So, every club would know what the assistant coaches at other clubs are like, their strengths, their weaknesses, most of them anyway. So if you're bringing in someone, you would have already a fair idea of what they're going to be like and what you need. Personally, does anybody really care that much about the assistant coaches or just the coach? I give more credence to whoever's doing strength and conditioning. That is the most important. Sorry, that's the second most important position at the club. The recruiting team is the most important position. Strength and conditioning, the second most. The coach is the third in my eyes, because if you don't get the first one right, or the second one, right? That doesn't matter who's coaching.
I agree, but I think the coaches have a significant part of development. So I tend to differ it. I think the thing with the Cats is they've sort of got a captured market down at Geelong too. And the one thing about Geelong is that they've had success and past players. Sure, you don't want all past players on your coaching team, but I'm sure that they'd have a number of past players that are assistant coaches at other clubs. I think Chris Scott, and I don't know what his strengths and weaknesses are, and I don't know the dynamics down at Geelong, but do they need a tactician, or is that what Chris Scott is really good at? I'm unsure. So you need to have the right blend of coaching, like who is going to be his senior assistant. Who's going to do the back line? Matty Scarlett would have been perfect in terms of they speak highly of him in terms of how to set up his defence and how to also develop the defenders. And Matthew Knights, who's actually been a senior coach before, so you've got an experienced person sitting next to you as well. So I think the dynamics of your assistant coaches is really important, particularly knowing what strengths a senior coach does have, but also what are his weaknesses, or what are the things that he really needs from his assistants that they need to feed in, particularly on match day.
Yeah, a lot of the coaches think they're geniuses at everything, though, Soss, but they do have gaps. Nigel Lappin's still there too.
I think everyone's got gaps. It's just being able to put up your hand and say, look, this isn't my strong point. I'd really like this type of person. It might be their back half, it might be their forward half, but I think most coaches are honest enough to say, this is the kind of coach that I really need that's going to help me to coach better.
And I'll give you a classic example. When Justin Longmire came to Collingwood, he reorganised the whole defensive system, and it changed the game immeasurably at Collingwood. He was absolutely outstanding at it. He's taken it back to Freo, obviously. So that was one of the assistant coaches who was, one of the more important ones I've seen in my time.
Shannon's in Bairnsdale on 1300 23 55 48. Shannon, fire away.
G'day, fellas. Just want to know if there's any chance Bossy can talk Sam Petrescu's season into staying at the Blues.
All right, hang on. Before we let these two have a go, this is what Michael Voss had to say last week with Bob and Andy at 11:16 SEN.
I hope so, yes. I'm not fully up to speed with where all that's at the moment, other than what I've read, like you guys. But I think that's an important part, is to have a chat where he's at, you know, his desires, why he'd want to take the move that he's proposing, and just have a bit of a chat with him. Likewise, anyone who we're thinking about bringing in, it's you know, it's going to be a pretty important couple of weeks.
All right, boys. When a player's made a decision to leave your club, how hard is it to be able to convince them to stay?
Well, if they want to go, it is difficult, particularly when they're out of contract. I mean, that's the thing that Michael probably, if he has spoken to, or he's going to have a discussion with Sam Patrese season. It's really, you know, understanding of where he's at, where he saw things at the Carlton Football Club, where he sees his future. Does he feel as though he's had a good crack at it? So hopefully Michael's made that call, or he's going to make that call in the next couple of days. But it's a difficult one because having just stepped into the coaching position, you've got to understand, okay, these decisions might have been made a fair way out as well, because we don't know where the total player payments sit within the salary cap. And is it about, okay, we've got to let this guy go, or have we got enough of his type, or we got too many of that type, or do we need to be able to trade him to get a specific pick through the door to be able to get another player in? They're all the things that come into the equations. But I guess selfishly, I would love to see Sam Patrese Seaton remain at Carlton.
No, I totally agree with you. You know, his best is great, and he's something that West Coast should have been targeting. But, you know, sounds like he's out the door with no contract, Sauce.
Yeah, well, it's...
Contract's a big one, isn't it, Sauce? Well, when you're out of it, it makes it even harder.
No, it does. But hopefully, look, what I do know about Sam is I haven't been there for a couple of years, but he certainly enjoyed his time at the Carlton Football Club. So there must have been a big turnaround in the last sort of 12, 18 months to think that he wants to go home, because he's always wanted to play his football in Victoria, but for whatever reason, he's swaying to go back west.
Well, he was from Halls Creek. He only spent 1 year, I think, in Perth.
That's correct.
The year he got drafted. So his home is actually way up north.
Yeah, correct.
What is he worth on a
Yeah, I got asked this question, and he's a really it's a difficult one, because I think the difficulty is his best is very, very good, and then he hasn't played great footy this year. It's been a strange year for him, because initially when we selected Sam, we saw him as a mid-forward or a forward mid. He's pretty much spent his time the last 2 years down back. And then my understanding is when he's been dropped to go back and play VFL, he's played midfield and he's done well through the midfield. And then when he's been brought up, he really hasn't played midfield. So I think the difficulty with the Blues is trying to find that right mix in that centre square. They found it really difficult to be able to get their younger players through there.
Is he a hard worker?
Yeah, I think he is. I think a lot of young players coming through, there's an element of maturity. I wouldn't say he's elite in terms of his preparation. I haven't heard that, but I wouldn't say he's a poor worker. He always looks fit. I guess the difficulty for him is that when he does come home, it's Halls Creek. There's not a lot you can sort of do up there. So, but he brings effort. There's certainly some stuff in his game that he's got to clean up. But, you know, he's only, what is he? He's 22 years
kids
of age.
Still,
still a baby. He should be coming into his prime.
Well, he's perfect for West Coast. They need someone like that in the midfield, and I reckon they're promised we're playing in the midfield. They would have to, and probably the one who's out is Redden.
Yeah. Well, I've seen when he's played well, Sam, I think his best football has been in the midfield. So, you know, but obviously there's something they see in his game that they don't like, and you know, obviously, he's got a club that's seeing that they see something they like in him and they may need in him, and that looks like it's going to be West Coast.
1-300-23-55-48. Ollie's in Toorak. Ollie, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Continental Tyres Trade Radio.
Hey, mate. How are you doing?
Good. Fire away.
Just a thing on John Segler maybe going to Bulldogs. Like, I think Hawthorn don't really need a ruckman like him anymore. with Ned Reeves up and coming and McAvoy playing a really influential role in the ruck situation, he averages about 5 games a year. I think Western Bulldogs could really do with him. Quite healthy, not that injury prone. Steph Martin probably out the door soon. Tim English needs to be developed a bit. And I think watching the grand final is exactly what they need. So what do you guys think on that?
Yeah, well, I think Steph Martin could play another year easily. He's a really fit ruckman. He's probably the best runner of all the ruckmen in the comp, Steph Martin, and obviously he had that injury this year. So he'll be better again. He'll be better for you next year in the Bulldogs. But Segler's 30, 31-ish. Martin's 34. You get Segler in, he might be only 1 year. I'll be trying to find a younger one. I'm not sure Jordan Sweet's the one. And Tim English just can't cut it. He's really good against the players who are not in the top six ruckman. He's okay with them, but the top six, he just can't compete well enough. And they need to develop him probably more as that forward. He lets him down too many times, and he's been in the system 4 or 5 years now, Tim.
It's like I look at Tim English and go, geez, are we asking a lot for a young ruckman? What is he, 21, 22 years old?
He's 22 at least. Drafted might have 23.
Drafted into 2016, so what's that, 7, 8, 9, 5 years.
23 this year, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's had his time, and he just hasn't gone the next step.
It's still young for a ruckman.
It is. He's never been a big-time competitor. Okay, he's been 205 centimetres, great skills, huge in that area, but he's never been a super competitor. You want the first thing you've got to have is your ruckman is someone who can compete. Yep. Steph Martin does that, doesn't get beat. So, you know, Pitney sort of does that for Carlton, but we'll talk about that later, but I like DeConnick in the ruck, to the truth. So I'd be playing DeConnick before Pitney in the ruck at Carlton. But I think you might have to look elsewhere besides Segler.
I don't mind the Segler one. I actually don't mind that.
Yeah, but it's probably only for a year.
Yeah. Well, that 12 months is going to tell you then whether English is going to come through or not.
Yeah.
Late Trade for MEGT, local apprenticeship expert since 1982. And for Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. Matty Rendell, Stephen Silvani, plenty more in your calls after this.